So Psalm 119 and verse 130 said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. So I'm not in ignorance. I'm not in the dark. I am walking in the light. See, when his word enter into my heart, I have light. You can't fool me, Satan. Because the light is on. I see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. When the light is on, glory be to the Lamb of God. It shines bright, and I see what is right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm looking for something because I know I'm not going to get to it, to the end of it. But I believe the Lord wanted me to share this with you. So you agree with me that I'll find it won't waste a lot of time. All right. I said, words are what? Words are powerful. Words can build you up or words can destroy you. You're the judge. You're the one that makes the decision. What you going to do? You can choose to speak God's words or you can choose to speak Satan. You can choose to go God's way or you can choose to go the world way. And at first, it looked like you're being pretty successful. That's Satan's setup. He's not going to pour it on you at first. He's going to set you up good till he get all the hooks in you he can get. And then he'll cut loose on you. And all those friends that you thought you had, just wait till you hit trouble. Look at the prodigal son. He had friends galore. But when all his money ran out, what happened? They ran out. He's out there in the hog pen, eating with the pigs. How low can you go? Words. Words are powerful. They create the word, they create word of life. He lives. The word has eyes. He sees. Words is knowledge. He knows. The word has ears. He hears. Words has a mouth. He speaks. Words has power. He protects. Words has ability. He sustains. The word is a force. It propels. The word is faith. He believes. And the word speak, and the word is faith, and he acts. See, words of faith will take action. Hallelujah. The word is light, and he shines. The word is grace, he gives. The word is truth, he speaks. The word is a way, and he leads. The word is seed, and he gives you everything you need. The word is a friend. He sticks closer than a brother. The word is Jesus, and he was born, and the word is God, and he loves. So, don't go down that road. If you're on that road today, get off now. There's an exit. Say it again. There's an exit. I've traveled. I can't remember where it was, but I know it in my thinking. Every time we come from Pigeon Forge, we've been there several years several times. There's a road. If you didn't pay close attention, you'd take the wrong exit because they were so. They looked so much alike. And I took we took the wrong exit. And we will get, and the GPS will tell you real quick you ain't on the right road. Recalculating. And I had to drive some distance before I could find another exit. And I'm thinking about, I'm wasting time. And we're losing time. You know, because I've chilled now. Because, man, when I used to travel, I didn't want to lose a second. I kid you not. Whew, I had kids, and if they want to use the bathroom, get a ball or do something. We got to go. I didn't want to lose it. I was really too intense. But I've learned to chill. But let's get back to the story. I didn't want to, because when you get on the wrong road, and you're used to trying to make it right. Can I say it again? When you get on the wrong road, you headed to a certain place, and you're on the wrong road, no, you should keep going down that road trying to make it right. You're going to have to get off. You have to find an exit. You have to do something, because that road is taking you away from where you want to go. And if you're here today and you're on that road, it's time to get off. Do you hear me? If you're traveling the road of sickness, it's time to get off. If you're traveling the road as a sinner, it's time to get off. You'll never meet Jesus living the life of a sinner. Never, never. But if you want God, you want all his goodness and you want his blessing, turn to him. There's an exit up there that said take the right turn. Or turn around and go back where you missed it. Hallelujah. And I promise you, you give your heart to Jesus, you'll never be disappointed. Hallelujah. He'll be there for you. He'll stick closer than a brother. He'll be there in the midnight hour when no one else you could call. He'll be right there. Oh, hallelujah. I have found him to be that friend to me. So I want to tell you today, Jesus is a savior. You can have him in your life. He's a healer. You can have your healing today. He is a deliverer. You can have your delivering today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is it that's going on? I'm telling you, Jesus wants you to receive what he has already provided. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Ursus, I didn't tell you, but my intention was, and this, probably now we'll wait till next Sunday, but have it ready next Sunday. I was intending to do communion this Sunday. So that's on my part, but we'll do it next Sunday. Why do we do it? Because the bread represents Jesus' what? Broken body. And by his stripes, you will heal. The blood represents what? Our sins. And our sins have been remitted. What? The blood wiped them out. So when we take communion, we remind ourselves and the devil especially that I am already healed and I'm eating my healing medicine. And this body is off limit to you, sickness and disease. I take my stand on the word of God. As long as I'm in this temple, it's going to do what I need to do. And I didn't invite sickness to be a part of what I've been called to do. God through Jesus paid for all of my sickness. Therefore, by his stripes, I'm healed. Now that I am a child of God, sin, you don't have free reign. You can't just run in my life anytime you want to and do what you want to do. The door is locked and you're not invited. So when you show up, when I miss it, for me to keep things right with God, when I miss it, I repent and take the blood and cleanse it so it won't be a mess around my house in my life. Satan had never been invited into a believer's life once he's born again. And you need to know that blood will keep you clean. And you shouldn't let Satan in on the conversation with his condemnation, trying to condemn you. You let him know under no certain terms, I have already been justified. And when something go wrong between my dad and me, the blood take care of it. And I'm faithful enough to confess my sins to you, Lord God, and you are faithful to cleanse me from them. And so I keep my faith walk, and I keep on walking in my righteousness. Hallelujah. Is that plain enough? Is that clear enough? Hallelujah.